the morning after the night before, and I'm standing in a field by a pond not far from a motorway. And I'm thinking of all the people on that motorway heading to wherever they're going, just as ignorant as many of the people last night, making a decision on behalf of everybody with an internet connection in the United Kingdom. If it wasn't for a handful of people like Tom Watson, who actually read up and knew what the Digital Economy Bill was all about, then I would have completely and utterly lost total faith in all UK politics. Maybe this happens all the time. Maybe decisions are made of this magnitude and get pushed through by some kind of surreal undercover nudging just to get something passed so that someone at the top of some pyramid can become even richer than they already are. I'm talking about Geffen right here. Can you believe the actual meeting that took place to decide upon whether this bill would go ahead was done in the company of the Rothschilds? Now, you only have to take a look at the Rothschilds. I've come out to walk the dog and I haven't brought my tin hat with me. I feel like I should have a tin hat on when I talk about these kind of things. It's not the Digital Economy Bill, it's the Digital Economy Bilderberg. There's some decisions being made way, way up high here that we have absolutely no power to do anything about. There is uproar right now. Our communication channels, the way that we share information, we know, most of us know, that they are already being monitored. A few years ago, there was uproar about how internet traffic was being monitored and archived. There are new government agencies being set up right now to trawl for information from our social networking channels to create trees of contacts and connections. Yes, guys, make sure who you're following back is who they say they are. So that files can be kept on every single one of us using digital communications. And now this. I'm very much looking forward to June the 25th this year, not because it happens to be Glastonbury, but because I will be outdoors elsewhere at George Orwell's graveside for the Social Media Picnic, socialmediapicnic.com, and I'm hoping I'll be joined there by some others and we can talk about this, as far as I'm concerned, totalitarian tiptoe. More and more of our freedoms are being taken away from us. I know that's going to be my grandmother.
Hello, can I call you back? Okay.
I actually have no idea who that was. I'm just disturbed and don't know where things are going to go from now on. I desperately think that the Open Rights group seriously need some more attention from all of us so that things can be done. If it means we all go underground, encrypt everything, and make it even harder for those that want to prove us guilty before innocent, then, you know, fair enough. But to suddenly have the right to, well, initially send threatening letters from the corporations involved in an archaic system where they're trying to stem the flow of noughts and ones flowing around the internet. Back in the day, people would lend a book to their friends. I'm sorry, but they really, really should have seen this coming. Not demanded that more laws be made to stop people sharing zeros and ones across the internet. There are so many stats and facts and figures out there showing that people that share files end up investing in the artists behind those files. Look at what happened to Sweden when they clamped down on there. And Sweden, to a certain extent, with Pirate Bay being the home of digital piracy, in the world, had this massive clampdown. And what happened? It took a few months before not only did things recover, but file sharing traffic increased. Now try and track and trace what's going on. Now try and monitor what's going on there. The same will happen over here. You cannot stop these people doing something which, in essence, feels completely and utterly above board. Especially in an era of social networking, social media, where people are sociable with their media, where everybody is absorbing and so many are giving so much of themselves for nothing, for no money, for no transactions, because then you know the value lies elsewhere. Well, these corporations really don't see the value lying elsewhere. The only value they see is the money coming through the door. Normally, an infinitely larger percentage than actually goes to the artists. So I have the ultimate respect for the artists that are out there using social media, giving away a few tracks here and there to get more gigs, to ultimately sell the album, to get a following, to gain respect, and cutting out all of the middlemen lining their pockets, all of the middlemen that have the connections in government to push through horrific laws like the Digital Economy Bill, which is going to affect every business in this country, especially businesses connected with providing internet services, which is, it's going to cripple our economy. Is that what the government is all about? Who do the government work for? Let's remind ourselves of that. I haven't had enough coffee to make this rant any more intelligible. Just waking up in the realisation that this is a new dawn, a new age. Words like darknet spring to mind, and other such places, which I won't mention. But I think you've made a terrible mistake, those people who haven't taken the time. And anybody listening to this that wants to do anything about it, check out what the Open Rights Group are doing. Get on the forums, get involved in the conversation. I'm saying this having not necessarily done this myself. I've been talking to the Open Rights Group and working with them a little bit behind the scenes. But I'm definitely going to make myself more active in this field, I think. I need to get to know a little bit more about it. And I want to once again thank Tom Watson, who has enabled me to hang on to a slither of hope that there is some kind of understanding in these archaic houses and infrastructures that make all the decisions for everybody else in the country. So I'm going to return that call that I missed and maybe say something a little less disturbing later on.